As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big spot. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swan belted up the alley, right center, and that ball is gone. Francisco Lindor turns the game around. A grand slam for Lindor. Mets lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, that one stunk. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, of course, the call. Game 4 NLDS last year as the Phillies went out to the Mets. And Hugh, they return tonight to Citi Field for the first Phillies-Mets series of the year. Now, look, it's not exactly revenge, but I really want to go.
But
beat
you
the Mets.
You want to go out there and you want to make a statement.
Yes.
Kind of like you did when the Dodgers came to town. Mm-hmm. You want to have a little bit of a statement game.
So here's why this series has extra importance, you know, not just because the Mets knocked the Phillies out last year. Here, you start looking at it, and I know it's still really early, but themes start to develop, right? Mm-hmm. And when the season started, I remember we talked before the year started, do we think the NL East is going to get 2 teams in the playoffs or 3, right? Because most people said those power rankings, right? It was like Phillies, Braves, Mets, all in the top 5.
Yeah.
All right, the Braves obviously got off to a tougher start. We'll see how they recover. The Mets are off to a good start. They're 15-7. They're in first place. Phillies are 13-9. But Hugh, that NL West, and we've seen the Dodgers and we've seen the Giants now. The Padres are 16-6. The Dodgers are 16-7. The Giants are 14-8. Arizona's 13-9. Hugh, there is a chance that the NL East is a 1 playoff team division.
Yeah, you've been saying that all season long.
So that means the only way you get in is to win the division. Yeah, that makes these Phillies Mets and Phillies Braves games so important.
Yeah, that's why yesterday, you know, when you talk about the game against the Cometa Tans, that you look at that one and you like, that one might, you know, even though you won the series, that one you might need that.
It's an annoying loss.
Yeah, it's one of those losses that you look at and be like, man, you should have got. And not only that, Aaron Nola's last trip out there didn't look that great. And you need him tonight. You need him to bounce back because you want him to go 0-5. What's his 0-5?
He is 0-4 with a 6.65 ERA.
So tonight is the night where he got to be out there paying.
All right. Well, what's the gut feeling? You've hit the Taiwan stuff. Gut feeling on Nola.
I believe in Nola. Okay. I know I'm probably the only one in the city now that does. And given the state of the bullpen right now, 6 2/3 feel like that's about close to 7.
Can we keep them within, like, how many runs the Mets scored? 2 or 3?
Why you got to do that, Joe?
Well, I need to know the runs. I mean, anyone could pitch 8 innings and they get 10 runs. How many runs? 2, 3?
I don't see that, and I look at it differently.
I'll take 2 or 3 runs.
I look at, if you giving me 7 innings, that means you out there, you doing your job. So I'm thinking, I'm feeling 2.
Oh, I'll take that in RPs.
2 runs. As Buzz looks at me.
No, I'll sign up for that,
no,
too.
No, Buzz looking at me like, what the hell is he about to say?
Now, do I believe this is going to happen? Nah, but I'll take it.
I'll sign up for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. I feel like I hate when you put me on the spot.
Well,
when
the people need to know. I mean, the people need to know, that's all.
Yeah, I'm thinking 6 2/3. I'm leaning more towards 3.
Mm-hmm.
three runs. Like, I'm feeling.
Oh,
it
I'd sign up for that
textbook
right now.
Quality start.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Considering Buzz, what he's done his first four starts, if he gives me 6 2/3, three runs tonight, I'm signed up.
I'm going to cut his ERA in half.
I would.
What worries me more, it's been theme of the day, who are you handing it over to? Is that Romano and the...
See, that's the thing.
Romano, Ruiz.
That's why I was trying to give you as much, eat up as much of the game as I possibly could.
So I'm looking at some of the numbers because Enola's faced the Mets so many times and he's faced Alonso so many times and obviously Soto because he
What's the average innings?
I'll pull that up. I'm just looking at him versus the batters on the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So Alonso has worn him out. Alonso has 5 home runs off him head-to-head. Soto's got 3 home runs and an OPS over 1,000. Those guys have given him trouble. He's done well against Lindor. I mean, Buzz, we know Nola's had some good starts against the Mets. Didn't he have that game, what was it, I'm trying to remember, years ago, 3-4 when he struck out?
10 strikeouts in a row.
Yeah. It was like a day game, wasn't it?
It was the front end of a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, he's had plenty of good starts against the Mets. He's also got hit. I mean, if he's on his game, he could pitch well against this team. But this is a huge series. And unfortunately, the Mets are playing really well right now.
I was going to say, the Phillies won 2 of 3 this weekend and dropped a game in the NL East. The Mets are maybe the hottest team in all of baseball in the National League. You know, that, as important as that Dodger series was, I know they're the big name, the big fish who just won the World Series, and they have Ohtani and things like that. These Mets games probably even more important. Just because pure standings, what you laid out there is the NL East, you don't play as many division games as you used to, and then the mental edge of these guys knocked you out last year. No one's going to think that any revenge was had, even if they go up to Citi Field and sweep them. But if they go lose 2 of 3, you slowly start skidding in the standings more and more, and you don't get nearly as many chances to take them on directly as you used to.
Yeah, this is the biggest series of the year. Here, the Dodgers one felt big because it was the Dodgers. They're in here.
Yeah, and they won
this actually is bigger.
This is the biggest series so far. I mean, this is like, again, it's the scene of where they got knocked out last year. And right now, I know it's early, but the Mets, they're the first place team, right? They knocked us off. They took it. They're in first place. We got to. I just would feel so much better if they go win 2 or 3 up there. Like, that would make me feel like, all right, whatever. We'll get through the bullpen issues. Go beat the Mets. It starts tonight with Aaron Nola on the mound. But what Buzz said a few minutes ago is true. Even if Nola does give 6 2/3, who's getting the ball tonight? Because they've used Kirkering a lot. They've used Alvarado a lot. Are we going to see Romano in a big spot tonight?
Romano, big spot.
No.
Could be like a Jose Ruiz big spot. Get Carlos Hernandez up and moving.
No.
Joe Ross.
It probably will be Joe Ross.
Joe Ross could get Tanner Banks, get him back in for the lefties.
And that's where we're at right now. All right, 215-592-9494. Phil's Mets starting tonight. Aaron Nola on the mound. Your chance to react to all this stuff, including Andrew Painter. Would you move him to the bullpen to save the bullpen and the Eagles? Do you want him to trade their draft picks, some of them, for veteran help right now? Nick in Collegeville's up. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
Joe.
What's up?
I know he's not here, but Kyle. Phillies talk real quick. Jesus, faith in this team is still like 92. Probably would be a little worse if I actually watched the games this weekend, but.
Oh, you didn't, Nick, it's probably better for you that you didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, that Saturday bullpen disaster was ridiculous.
It's actually funny because Saturday I was doing a food tasting thing, and my fiance was like, the game's on. I said, you want to listen? She said, no. So, that was it. She protected us.
But, food tasting?
Food tasting for a wedding? You got a wedding?
You about to get married, dog? What's up?
Yeah.
So what was y'all tasting?
Next year.
What was on the menu? What were you checking out? The cake?
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon? Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Get it right. Yeah. Yep. Chicken, something with like red sauce and prosciutto, and then there was another breaded one. And then there's something for the vegetarians. I can't remember.
Oh, you got the vegetarians coming
to
the wedding?
You got to count for them. How about those desserts, Nick? What did you try those cakes?
Yeah, what did the desserts look like?
The desserts, we don't know yet. That's up to us. But my fiance is a baker.
So
she about to knock that out. But she ain't trying to bake on wedding
day. Hold on. You're marrying a baker, Nick? You figured it out.
Yeah, I know that. But we got friends. You know, she has baker friends.
Bakers know bakers.
He's a baker friend. She's got baker friends. Okay, well, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you. But anyway, yeah, Phillies, this series is very important. Maybe the anxiety will be to, hopefully it won't be bad tonight, but it always is when I'm watching baseball.
Oh, there'll be anxiety. Just wait till
it's going to be bung-ho-lighters tonight.
Wait till the bullpen doors swing open, then the anxiety ratchets up.
On the draft thing, Buzz, can you hit my music, please?
We got music?
Kyle never texted me back. You asked for the music off air. I didn't have it.
Just hit it. Just hit it, please.
Is it the Rocky music? Is that what you want?
I'm assuming it's the Rocky music.
Please.
Give him a second.
He's gonna cue up some Rocky music. Get it.
We got to
fill time. Yeah.
He said, please, though. You about to get married, too? Mm-hmm. Out there picking out Belay McNaughton and all that.
If he had told me it was the Rocky music, I would have known where to find it. Here we go.
No, not the Rocky music.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What music? Hold on. But, Nick, what music?
Without the music, I'll do it. Okay. It would have been better with the music.
Okay.
But there's a player out there that's sweet as jelly. And it doesn't have to be taken with the first round pick. Mm-hmm. But if he is selected, he comes with an extra side of peanut butter. That would just be great.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
The peanut butter.
The tight end.
Yeah, Mason Taylor.
Yeah. It just would have been, if the music would have started, you would have known where I was going.
So, no, Nick, hold on. Now, this about you or is this about Hugh?
This is about the show because this is the funniest show on the station.
Man,
and awesome. Kyle contributes. Hugh does most of the heavy lifting.
No, Joe, I know it might sound like that, but Joe.
I was going to say Joe's most of the heavy lifting, but it's the subtle heavy lifting. He just gets it. He gets it started, and then you take over. Well, one of the many personas take over.
Yeah, one of the 64 at least, with bracketology. There's even more.
Yeah.
Nick, good phone call. We'll get that. I know what you're talking about. Next time you call, we'll have
peanut
the music ready.
Yeah, see, what's music?
You know, that music that
the cow music. I forgot
the music
one.
That kind of makes us all uncomfortable when you're talking about people.
And even when he called up and he goes, hey, make sure you have the music. I go, what music?
Yeah,
he goes, Kyle knows.
Kyle has a new toy. And he likes the cringy music. I don't know what the name of the music is.
It makes us all uncomfortable. Yeah. It sounds like, I don't know how to explain it, really.
We were talking about Joy Taylor and her nephew.
You were.
We were talking about Joy Taylor.
No. We were talking about Mason Taylor being a prospect for the Eagles. You were talking about his auntie.
Yeah, auntie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auntie.
Are you going to be all right if they draft this kid on Thursday night?
Oh, I'm definitely sliding to the DMs. Yeah. You best believe
that. Didn't you ready to try that?
Hey, congratulations. Yeah,
didn't you wait to her?
I'm just setting it up. Hey, need me to come pick you up from the airport?
No, she'll say no. Well, the best part of this running joke now is that in all seriousness, she would be a totally appropriate guest for us to get on, right? Like, if it was just... Like, whose mom's fine? Keely Ringo, you said?
Keely Ringo, mom's fine.
But it doesn't make any sense for us to bring his mom on. She's not a talk show host. She's just a mom of a player. If they draft Mason Taylor, you bet your bottom dollar we're getting Joy on the show.
Trying to get her in on the studio.
Yeah.
Trying to get her to come in on the studio.
We might have to start on the phone.
I'm just saying. We're going to get her. Like, hey, we come to town.
You know, we're on video. Studio. People could see us now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, behave. I'm just saying you got to behave. That's all. I'm just making sure you know that. All right, 215-592-9494. Andrew Painter. Should the Phillies move him to the bullpen to save this bullpen? Yes, is where I'm at on this, because I'm looking at a team right now that has three big-time starting pitchers. Let's hope Aaron Nola can figure it out and be, at least be the fourth guy. And they have more than most teams have at number five. Between Taiwan and Ranger coming back, it's enough. And they got enough starting pitching here. They have an offense that should be good enough to win, you know, 85 to 90 games without question, and maybe 95 with this offense. They have Bryce Harper. They have Kyle Schwarber. I like what it looks like right now. Bryce is starting to lead off. Good weekend for Trey. Castellanos off to a great start. So there's a lot there. What they don't have right now is a bullpen that is even half reliable. They have a 5.81 ERA, and I'm looking at a young pitcher in the minor leagues right now, Andrew Painter, who's healthy and could be dominant in the bullpen. I put him in the bullpen. Hugh, I know you don't want to pull that lever.
Don't want to stunt his growth.
Oh, jeez.
Don't want to do it. Don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Prospects, Hugh Douglas.
I know.
Yeah, I like the prospects.
Yeah. How about we like the prospects in the bullpen?
I believe the children are our future.
He could be here on the major league team in the bullpen.
Treat them well and let them lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Show them all the beauty they possess.
Are we trying to win a World Series this year, or is it we developing 2026, 2027?
Give them a sense of pride, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, to make it easier.
That's a pride. How about go get the guys out there batting in the seventh inning?
Hey, Buzz, he didn't catch it.
No, I didn't get it.
I was thinking greatest love of all.
You thinking about Joy?
No, I was just thinking a song. I believe the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Mm-hmm. What way?
Show them all the beauty they possess.
You just wanted to sing. You just wanted to sing today.
Give them a sense of pride.
So this is not even us coming back from break with song.
Make the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Oh, I killed that. Mm-hmm. That was horrible.
I'm going to remind you of this moment, this song, when Painter's sitting there as the fifth starter in August, and the bullpen stinks. It's fine. Just put him in rotation.
I know this sounds crazy. Well, and people.
Wait, what are you about to say?
Well, when Romano was like, it wasn't like he was like, eh. But he knew what he got touched up.
Can we hear Romano again? This is what Hugh's referencing. This was okay with you? Listen to Romano Saturday after the Miami Marlins crushed him in the ninth inning.
You don't feel like today is something that's going to spark. You feel like you can leave today and feel confident the next time.
You know what's like honestly crazy to me? It's like I went out there and kind of like executed what I wanted to do. It was just the worst result possible. I wanted to go out there. I wanted to drive the zone with my heater, throw the slider in there for strikes. And, I mean, I did that. I just got crushed.
I didn't have a problem with that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like being self-aware. I don't know if people in the car are like, what you mean
this self-aware? Is company man stuff right here.
No, it's not.
This is total company man stuff.
It's that you have to, you know, you have to have a better outing. It's kind of similar, eerily similar to when he went out there a couple weeks ago and you were talking about, it was funny the way you described it. He's out there throwing everything that he had.
Hitting 92.
He was barely
hit
92.
But do you realize the common denominator? He's getting hit either way.
Well, yeah, but he's working his way out of it. I think he's working through it because to your point, and this is the reason why I feel this way, because to your point, his velocity did come up.
It did, and he still got hit.
Yeah, but it's working in increments. It's not just not fast enough.
Am I the only one that was bothered when he's like, actually, that was my best. I did my best there.
If Jalen Hurts threw four interceptions in a game but said, man, those spirals look great today.
But we would
kill him.
This is the difference. It's all in the mentality of the relief pitcher or the closer, if you will.
Yeah.
Because you can't worry about your last outing. And I remember I forgot who I was talking to about this. But I remember him telling me, he's like, man, you got to have, it's like water off a duck's back. You can't worry about the last pitch. So that's kind of where, okay, for example, when Aaron Nola was out there and he got rocked, he sounded defeated, right? But he was at least transparent and he talked about how he has to be better. Romano.
Dombrowski got it wrong, too, by the way. I don't know if you caught that. In the clip we played earlier.
He signed him.
He said Romano.
He paid him.
No, but the point is, he knows he needs to be better, but I guess the best way to describe it is optimistic. He's optimistic about his next time out there.
Well, I'll say this. It can't be worse.
Yeah.
I hope he has an 8-run lead next time. Maybe that'll be large enough.
Well, you know.
I know your baseball fans in the car are not mad at me, but I'm just trying to explain it to you, man. I mean, like, you can't worry about the last time you were out there.
I understand that. He has to have a short memory as a relief pitcher. Yeah. Unfortunately, my memory is long, and so far I remember all these outings, and they stink. I mean, this guy can't get anybody out right now.
I get it.
Here's the difference between saying turn the page and I was good.
I mean, he basically said, I feel good about what I did out there. You got rocked by a tomato can team.
The ball just got hit over the fence.
I mean, holy moly.
But I will say this. And it's not to make anybody feel good, but
now they're mad at you now.
Yeah, the Marlins are free swingers, though. They swing those bats.
Yeah, well, good pitchers get them to swing and miss. The bad ones, they hit it. Joe in the Northeast, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe and Dan.
What's up,
hey,
Joe?
Hey,
you guys doing? You know, tonight you're going to see Tyler McGill,
mm-hmm.
a guy who's been. Through the years, I've just shut the Phillies down through five or six innings.
Yeah, and he's off to a good start this season, too, for them.
Yeah. His ERA was, at one time, was under one, but he's like over now. The last time, they must have touched him. And Ricky Pitalico's, you know, saying, oh, he's not going to have that. Anyway, Cal Stevenson will probably get the start tonight. And this is like 6 months later than what he should have been in the postseason last year facing this guy because – this is, I don't know if you know it, is his college teammate at Arizona and roommate. All right?
So he knows this guy. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, Joe. Like I said, I know this kid because I talked to him, you know, and when I went up to this autograph signing with Amundo Sosa was there and him at the end of last season, before the playoffs, I told him, I said, Austin Hayes isn't going to hit right-handed pitching. I said, why weren't you on the roster? I said, you know, he hit off of Severino. He got a hit off of Severino. The reliever, Reed Garrett, he won the game against, right? And I just told you about McGill. And he said we were roommates. So, I mean, he knows a lot about him. So I hope the kid does okay, you know? I wouldn't have brought him up right now. He wasn't hitting well down there. 192, and I was concerned about his strikeouts. But again, hopefully the man.
Well, yeah, they just needed someone that could play center, right? They needed a left-handed bat, for Marsh. Yeah,
they could have put Kepler's played 160 games almost out there with the Twins in center. They could have went with a platoon with Kepler, and about Mercado, he's doing all right down there in AAA. He's at right-handed bat. And, Joe, I'll tell you something. Remember when I called you and said about Kyle Schwarber, and I said, you know, I never saw this guy, but his swing reminds me of the great Bambino. And you said, oh, yeah, about the way they run. Babe Ruth, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was before the long rain delay. With the Phillies.
Right.
And on the post-game show, Ruben Amaro gets on there and says, you know, Kyle Schwarber's swing reminds me of Babe Ruth.
You think he's stealing your takes?
Is it great minds think a lot?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next time we see Ruben,
we got to ask him, did you take that take from Joe?
Yeah. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? I know this baseball team. And Kyle Schwarber, Thompson keeps putting him out there in left field. I'm going to go berate him, get behind him.
Well, he did it twice now. Yeah, he did it twice.
And Joe, how about the last time he played left field, it was a sacrifice fly play. That throw Kyle made, it's still traveling. You know what I mean? He's a poor defender. My main thing is I don't want him hurt.
Last year he did get hurt the first time he played out there. Look, I think they could get away. You know, if you take away the injury risk, I think they get away with throwing him out there 10 or 15 times a year. And, Joe, we appreciate it. But, yeah, you don't want to get him hurt. And he's been good in that cleanup spot behind Harper. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies move Andrew Painter to the bullpen? Big series against the Mets starting tonight. And a draft on Thursday. Adam Schefter says the Eagles are a team to watch to trade picks for veteran players. Are you in, or do you want to have this team draft and develop? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We don't have many to go. We'll hit you with one and tell you who the Eagles are selecting in the latest NFL mock draft. That's coming up. And all your phone calls. Plus, we got to get to some drama with the Braves. Anytime the Braves are not in a good way, we will poke fun at them. You people at 145, we'll get to it all in the 1 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make a heads-up play with Player Performance Trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you could check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You'll get started with $250 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.